how long is this camp for?
Our camp is 1 week.
Oh, 1 week, and this the first day of it?
7 days.
Oh, the first day. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the other weeks of the camp. Does anybody want to say their name into the mic before you guys go?
Me.
You already said your name. How many times do you have to say Darren? Anybody else? All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your camp. Yes.
No.
Great success.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Farewell. Oh, and there's a guy that just fell into the window there. I
nice
hope he's okay.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. Enjoy your camp.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Take care. All right. Wasn't that hilarious and fun? I had a very good time, and I am going to finish off with one of my favorite songs of all time, and I dedicated to this digital media camp of jokers and ruffians that came in here and told me their names. They all seem very lovely. I hope that they have fun on their camp. As for me, I bid you farewell with this song from Fond Fables. I dedicate it to them. Goodbye. I'll see you next week.
Thursday, July 18th at Lanelouse, Montreal's Orchestre Criminal come to Vancouver for an evening of klezmer punk, turbo folk, and ancient gangster tunes from around the world. That's Thursday, July 18th at Lanelouse, Montreal's Orchestre Criminal with local favorites, Balkan Schmalkin. Tickets are $12 in advance at brownpapertickets.com, $15 at the door. Co-presentation of Discorder Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
If I had known pain like him, I would be just like him. She said he couldn't help that. If I had known pain like him, I would be just like him.
She said that he couldn't help that. If I had known pain like him.
He's a saint cause he pays to fix everything that he's broken. He's a saint cause she swears he never meant a word he's spoken. He's a saint, gave me breakfast, gave me braces, gave me money, showed me grace when he offered to kill himself instead of me.
But I'm like same old and Ramo mix. Stay on that dope shit and kill you with spit. Tend to see to drink beers and Hennessy. Smoke too many CIs. Whoever said they could see I, obviously he or she lied. CI visa, seaside where flows come like sea ties. Use three eyes and tongue to sun these weak MCs. Why? Cause if comp ain't really comp, then I stomp and I chomp them. That's one of the things Quest love. What's up, Amir Thompson? So I'm guessing there's no more question about Quest being fly. Cause I stay putting out fire like the FDNY. These niggas love it. No, not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spit and they cells get warm through pad or pencil. I let these wild thoughts transform on instrumentals. They blend in, hip hop is born. And niggas love it. No, not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spit and they cells get warm through pen and pencil. I let these wild thoughts transform on instrumentals. They blend in, hip hop is born.
Around and be a man. There ain't nothing out here for you.
Yes, there is. This. Hello and welcome. You've got attuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia here on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. My name is Jasper. Super excited for today's show. I have a very special guest in studio with me, the hardest working woman in rock and roll. I have Sky Wallace.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm great. It's really nice to see you. It's been it's been a minute.
Yeah, totally. It's good to be back in Vancouver. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Today we have a really special treat. We're going to dive deep into Sky Wallace's new album, her self-titled album.
Yeah, brand new.
I remember discussing the potential titles with you in your car months and months and months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad you went with the self-title. But we're going to talk about all of that in a little bit. But before we start, I think we should kick it off with a tune from your record.
Awesome, yeah.
What do you want the people to hear first?
Let's go with Death of Me. It's the first track on there. It has a little nice intro lead-in.
All right, so the opening track from your self-titled new record. This is Death of Me by Sky Wallace. That's such a great tune.
Thank you.
Good opener.
Yeah, totally. I liked the slow burn into the first songs.
Yeah.
That was a good feel.
Tell me about that song. Do you have anything you want people to know about?
Yeah. Well, so this record's kind of like a little bit concept-y in that I wrote it during two residencies. One was in Norris Point in Western Newfoundland. One was in Dawson City, Yukon. So I did all the writing there, and each of the songs are inspired by stories of women that inspired me while I was in those places. So this particular one, I was staying in a cottage hospital, what used to be an operational cottage hospital in Western Newfoundland.
Wow.
Which was pretty crazy. Lots of ghost stories and lots of oral history there too. So I had a lot of fodder for inspiration. And this particular song was a story about this woman who used to be a head nurse there. And then when she got married, she gave up her position, as was the custom at the time. And she returned to the hospital when she was giving birth. And there were complications with her birth, with the epidural going in the wrong way. And she and her baby ended up dying. She haunted the hospital for a long time after, apparently. But just the idea of somebody being so cognizant of the goings on and like the practices at the hospital, and then undergoing that death and being potentially aware of what was going on, and like that really stuck with me. So I wrote a song about her and that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's is this the same hospital that you shot a video in?
I did. Yeah. You did, this was like 2 years before, or like a year and a half before that, where me and my band, we ended up, they have a concert series in that place too. So we played a concert there. And then afterwards, the woman who runs it, who's an incredible person, her name's Joni, she was like, you all need to go into there's like this hospital museum room with all the implements everywhere and costumes, like, incredible. And she's like, here are the keys, I'm leaving, you do a live video with, my friend Tom Cochran was there, not the Tom Cochran.
Okay.
But he has the Tom Cochran Instagram handle that he won't give up, so.
He won't sell it to the other Tom Cochran?
No, they've asked.
I bet you they have.
They're like, hey, can we have it? He's like, no.
Wow.
But so he ended up doing, we did a live video in period costume.
I remember,
A live video in the room with, you know, I wouldn't have done that if that was me. I'd give a bunch of musicians who have opened red wine access to the entire building with lots of old, you know, antique implements and that. And anyway, nothing went wrong.
Patrons of the arts,
clearly. Yes, clearly.
Did you have, I have to ask, did you have like some pretty intense experiences with ghosts? Or spirits or any supernatural.
I really don't like ghosts. Like I have had certain experiences throughout my life, but I'm very adamant about like mental blocks and I go into those kind of places. I was in the cottage hospital for 3 weeks, sometimes alone. And then the place that I stayed at in the Yukon was also apparently hella haunted.
Super haunted.
And I was there for a month in this giant house by myself, and people are like, don't go into that room and don't go looking into that mirror. And I was like, oh my God. So I didn't go into that room ever. I was very adamant about mental blocks. And apparently with the cottage hospital, this is a weird thing, there used to be way more ghosts, but there were a couple of
exorcisms.
Peruvian shamans came through and did a giant clearing of all of the spirits in there. And then there's one guy kind of left who's asking for a Catholic priest, and I never ran into him. So.
Really? He's like, because they didn't bring in a priest.
But the fact that there are Peruvian shamans in a really small town in Western Newfoundland is pretty weird, right?
Like, yeah. Like specifically brought to cleanse the space.
I think they were there for some kind of conference or meeting. There's like a meetup.
Oh, it was convenient. They were like in the neighborhood.
They were in like, so to speak, they were in Woody Point, which is like, I don't know, 45 minutes drive. And then they just ended up there somehow and they cleansed the space. So,
well, you know, I've only in the last 2 or 3 years of my life have I actually started believing in ghosts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I never really gave it much thought. And then I heard a very compelling ghost story from someone close to me, and that sort of changed everything. And now I'm fully on board with ghosts, whatever you want to call it. We don't have to put a name to it,
but totally.
But enough about ghosts. Let's talk about your new record. It just came out. When did it come out?
Just about a month ago, actually.
Wow, super exciting.
Yeah.
I've listened to it a lot.
Oh,
I mean, full disclosure for all of our listening friends, Skye and I collaborate from time to time, and
yes,
I play a little bit of guitar for her when she's on the West Coast. So I'm biased, just so you know. But tell us, like, about making this record. Like, how, when did you start? Who did you make it with? Where did you make it?
So it was kind of between, it was mostly between Toronto and Montreal. I live in Toronto currently. So I finished writing it in, during the Dawson City residency, January 2018.
Yep.
And February started off in Toronto with a lovely person named Devin Loheed, who's like a longtime friend and collaborator.
Good person.
Wonderful person. And so we started in Toronto. We did a couple of different studios there and then went to Montreal. He was living in Montreal at the time, so we kind of like split the time. Some of the mixing even went on in Halifax because he then moved to Halifax. His wife had a job with a radio station there.
Okay.
So they were bouncing, and so it was kind of like a very multi-city endeavor. But it was the most enjoyable experience I've ever had. Just like really quick, we were on the same page and had similar visions the whole time, and felt really good.
Well, I remember just going back to the title conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you were kicking a few titles around, and but it's sort of at the forefront. You were thinking you were just going to have it be a self-titled album.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember you saying that it was because this is the first time you felt like you've sounded like Sky Wallace.
Yeah, like the actualized rock thing that I've been after. And like, you know, being an artist, you're always growing and you're never actually, like, you can't like achieve the thing necessarily. But it was the first time that it felt like the thing that I had been after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing in here.
Yeah,
I'm pointing at my head for all of you listening out in your cars.
Right,
I'm pointing at my head.
In the head.
It's a rare achievement, I think, when you actually get the sound that you hear.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Cool. I love that. I love that. why don't we do another tune from the record, Sky?
Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
Let's do a jaunty one. This one's called Coal in Your Window, maybe.
Coal in Your Window.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is pretty fiery.
Yeah.
This is Coal in Your Window by Sky Wallace. That is such a great song.
Oh,
It's got, I love the tood.
The tood.
The tood nice, of that man. Song. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. I'm going for tood.
Can you tell me a little something about that number?
That was actually a Cottage Hospital song as really? Well. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was inspired by the story that I heard of like one of the younger nurses way back when they had curfews, but there was a guy in town and one of the young nurses and him had been seeing each other.
Right.
But they couldn't go, you know, out at night. So what happened was they kind of struck a deal with the groundskeeper. The guy would chuck coal at the girl's window at night, and then the groundskeeper would leave the boiler room door open and they would go down there and around. And they ended up getting married and having kids and spending their life together eventually. But that was pretty freaking, I don't know.
It's cute.
Yeah, super cute.
Yeah, it's cute. I was imagining something more like, like for some reason I kept thinking of like Santa Claus and how he like leaves coal for bad people. Like I thought that's my like coal, that's where my mind went. So I was like, oh, it's a song about, I don't know, people being bad and Sky like throwing coal at them or something.
Well, I mean, it's open to interpretation.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm into that version.
Who can you tell us a bit about who played on this record? Oops. Like fellow musicians?
Yeah, so like Brad Kilpatrick did all the drumming.
Okay, I don't know Brad, but that's cool. He did a great job.
He drums like live for Huxley Workman, and
right on.
He's been touring for years and years. He's originally from Newfoundland, but now lives in Toronto. Then Rachel Cardiello did some work, viola styles.
Nice.
Bryn Bessie out of Toronto did a bunch of guitar work, and so did Devin. Devin also did all the bass stuff, which is kind of cool. And there's some songs too where there's even like, there's some drum stuff between me and Devin and a guy named Braden Sauter, who is the engineer, and we did like tried some funky stuff out with like noises and things.
Some misc percussion.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, we had like a bunch of sticks and like, you know, kind of ratchety noisy things, and then like a big marching drum.
Yeah.
Like gong-ish, sort of, not gong, but like, you know, like that resonant, low resonant.
Like a timpani, kind of?
Kind of, but it was this studio in Toronto called Marquee Sound that's like full of old, very diverse things that you can use. So we just went ahead and used a bunch.
Did you get much time to like play when you were making this record?
It was pretty quick. There was one song that we weren't even going to include on there that was one of the ones that we did that misc percussion on. Mm-hmm. And we did get to like play around so that we could be happier with it, and eventually did put it on the record. But it was fun to play with it because we weren't sure if we were even going to use it. So
right.
That song is one called Iced In.
Right.
It was like a late to the game ad.
Yes. Because I wasn't, I didn't hear that song until very recently.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yeah, it's on the newer side. And I usually only do it live when I have the five piece, because there's like that, the keyboards add a lot to that one, make
sure.
It beefier. So yeah, it's a fun one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sky, what's going on show-wise? I know you got some shows coming up.
Yeah. So I have a big show tomorrow in Vancouver at the Wise Hall, which will be really fun. That's like the big release show. Jasper will be playing guitar, everyone.
I will.
Just so you know. And BB is also going to be playing, going to be opening the night. They shred.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing BB.
Heck yeah. They're
I've never seen them, but yeah. They look pretty fierce.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's going to be a good show. Okay. Come on out. Doors are at 8, I believe. So come on out, Vancouver. And then we're going immediately to do Stampede.
Right.
Calgary Stampede.
Have you ever done that before?
I've never done that before.
Have you ever stampeded?
I've never stampeded. I've heard some things.
I think I stampeded once, like,
really?
As a teenager. I know I've been there, but I don't remember when or why I was there.
Yeah. I've heard that it's very intense party times.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think it's, like, the time to party in Calgary, unless the Flames are, like, in the playoffs or something. So.
I don't have cowboy boots, and I'm a little worried.
Of all people to not have cowboy boots, I did not think it would be you.
Yeah. I used to, if that's any consolation.
You're currently in between cowboy boots.
Yeah, I'm between cowboy boots.
Well, I think that's probably okay. We'll be a little too on the nose.
Totally.
For this, you know, Toronto / Vancouver person to come showing up.
Hey, I don't do country and I'm at Stampede, so I got some boots to fit in.
Imagine if they were like brand new.
Yeah.
Like obviously new boots.
Just going to return them after the set. I'm just kidding. Or do that.
Yeah, just wear sneakers or something.
Yeah, like these.
Like what do you got? Yeah, those are perfect.
My high school gym class Nikes?
I'm wearing running shoes too right now. Oh, and yeah? This is the first pair of running shoes I've owned as an adult.
Wow.
It actually changed my life.
It's incredible, right?
Yeah, like my back doesn't hurt anymore. And my feet don't, my body just doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, what a thing, eh?
I've been wearing the wrong shoes for the last 15 years of my life.
What a concept.
I know.
Change your life.
Paying for it.
Yeah.
Okay, Sky, I think it's time to do another tune from the record.
Absolutely.
What would you like?
Let's do that Iced In tune, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want the folks, the listening public, to know about Iced In before we jump in?
It's a little bit different, and it was different like as far as tone and sound from the rest of the record. I really like where it landed. And the song is just about like kind of a more universal concept rather than a story of just like being caught in winter and not being able to leave. So that that kind of cabin fever that existed both in Newfoundland and in Dawson City and throughout, I think it's a unifying concept in Canadian winters.
Yeah, so. It's for sure. It's a Canadian thing.
Yeah.
To be like, it's winter outside. We can't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, I hope you like it, everybody.
Tricky one, this wicked winter will never be done. I'm armed with my sense, my will, and my gun. I'm praying for sun, praying for sun to melt away the coming day. Thought what I am stored away. I'm desperate, my patience is thin. The walls are closing in. I'm iced in. I'm iced in. I'm iced in. Am I still? Group one, tricky one. This wicked winter will never be done. I'm praying for sun, praying for sun. I'm losing my mind, for the worst has begun. I need a way to get away. Need a plan, I need it today. The snow is a choke and a kill on the land. It's doing a number, it's killing me, man.
Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival takes place at Jericho Beach Park, July 19th to the 21st. Join us for an unforgettable weekend featuring 59 artists from around the world, food from delicious local vendors, and more. Tickets at www.thefestival.bc.ca or at Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records.
I like that song, Sky.
Thank you.
I may have listened to it like one time before, but I've never
Well, it's not on our live list.
It's not on our set list, so I don't know it.
Yeah, fair.
But it's cool. It is. It does stand out in the record.
Yeah, thank
to
you.
To my ear.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
I like it too. It's like a different vibe.
Sky, this is a really exciting time for you. I feel like there's lots going on. After these shows you got coming up, like, what does the fall look like? The rest of summer and the fall? What's going on?
We're going to Europe, which will be fun. So we're doing some Europe times in Germany and Italy and stuff.
They love you in Italy.
Yeah. I love going over there. It's such good food.
How many times have you been?
This will be the fourth tour.
Fantastic.
In Italy. Yeah. Yeah. In Germany, I'm really like wanting to go there more. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Then we're doing a big tour across Canada with Matt Mays.
That's right.
As well, which I'm really stoked about.
That's right. That'll be a big tour.
It's big time. Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Where's the Vancouver show?
The Vogue.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I've always wanted to play there. It's funny, we're playing all these venues that I've always wanted to play in the cities that I've lived in. So like Vancouver, I always wanted to play the Vogue. Edmonton, I always wanted to play the Meyer Horowitz. Kitchener is the Center in the Square. There's a Toronto show that I'm really excited about that's not announced yet.
Oh, okay. It's TBA.
TBA. But it's cool too.
It's top secret and it's TBA. I was going to ask you, but it's okay. We'll learn in time.
Very shortly.
When's that happening?
So it starts on October 21st is the first date of that tour, which is my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. And it goes till November 16th in Halifax.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So Sky, let's do another song.
Sure.
Because we have so many songs to get to.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Let's do, there's this song called Suffering for You that I'd love to get into. It's a little grungier, a little darker. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to preface the song with a little bit of context?
Yeah. So this is one of the songs that I wrote in the Yukon. And this is a story about 19 people that I read about in like the late 1700s who were on an expedition to the North Pole. Who were separated from their ship and were stranded on an ice floe for 6 months, and they survived on an ice floe, including like an infant and a couple of young children. They survived until a ship found them off the coast of Labrador.
That's unreal.
It was unreal.
Those kind of that genre of story, the mm-hmm. like 18th century exhibition to the north story.
It's incredible.
They never end well.
No, but this one somehow did. I mean, it was due to a couple of folks who were part of the party who were Inuk and had a lot of skills that were very helpful in helping everyone else survive, that they, you know, they didn't have to stick around, but they did, and thus kind of saved the lives of everyone there. But this song is about just like the despair and uncertainty of like impending death all around you in complete darkness in the north in God knows where.
God, that's grim. All right, here's Suffering for You by Sky Wallace.
Midnight at noon.
I really like the vocal treatment.
Thank you. Yeah, like a little bit of distortion underlaid there. On
yeah,
the vocals.
It's like a really nice flavor of saturation.
Cool. Thank you.
On the vox.
The vox.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the closer, yeah?
That's the closer, yeah. Yeah. Cool. We toyed around with a lot of different ideas, and that's kind of, yeah, it's a cool closer, an unanticipated closer.
Like, you mean when you say you toyed around with like different sequencing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There were a lot of different ones, it was really hard to pick. Like, we went through a couple of different ones, but I'm stoked with how it turned out.
It's a big decision, you know. It's like you kind of want to make a statement
totally
at the beginning and at the end, if anywhere.
Totally,
I think
big
so.
Time.
So, Sky, you're playing a show in Vancouver tomorrow at the Wise Hall with BB, and we thought it would be fun to open the phone lines here in the station. And if someone wants to call in,
call me.
We're gonna put you on the guest list. The number to call is 604-822-2487. You will have to answer a skill testing question, which will be selected by Sky.
Testing ish, yeah.
No, it will test your skill.
Okay. I'll get brainstorming.
Yeah. So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Sky.
Yeah.
Why don't we? Should we throw to another song really quick while people are phoning in?
Yeah, that sounds great.
While people are pulling over.
Pulling over. Hopefully, instead of.
Yeah.
Yeah, calling. Ooh, what song to play? Let's do a fun one. I guess it's like, you know, sunny afternoon out there. Let's do one called Body Lights Away.
Oh, this is a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any context for us?
This is about an incredible, very cool woman from the Klondike Gold Rush era who was a sex worker, but just like walked into a bar one day and got on the counter and was like, all right, auctioning myself off for a year of companionship. You have to be nice to me, provide for me and my daughter, and like no like violence, nothing, and no mistreatment will be tolerated, and give me money kind of thing. And everybody just went crazy trying to vie for this person's affection. And then it was between two fellas near the end there. One guy won, and they ended up, after the year was up, they ended up getting married and staying together, which is kind of cool. But I just thought that was like that image I read about was just like such a badass moment. Like, I think that's really cool.
Wow. Especially, when did you say that happened?
That would have been around the Klondike Gold Rush. So like 1890 something, or in 1900, around 1900.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Body Lights Away by Sky Wallace.
Like
Ah, that song is a banger.
Thank you. It's fun.
Yeah, that's a really fun one.
Fun to play too.
Sky, we're coming to a close here. I did want to talk about I know this record's been getting a lot of good press.
Yeah.
I know the Globe and Mail just said some really nice things about it.
Yeah.
They made a pretty big claim that it was one of the best Canadian albums in existence right now.
It was in the top four. It's a list of four albums, and they said it was the best Canadian albums in the world right now.
That's amazing.
Which is so amazing.
That's
yeah.
Huge.
I was floored.
That must have been that must have been really nice.
It was really nice. And like, so Devin, who is the producer, he and I lived together.
Okay,
and so we were really just like in our kitchen and then saw the tweet and we were like, whoa, like I freaked out. It was really nice. It's a good moment.
Yeah, you put some like champagne in your orange juice that morning.
Hell,
kind of thing.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Well, it's nice getting good news when you're just like having your morning coffee, you know, that's when news comes out, right?
Exactly. And yeah.
Now and then there's like a little good piece of news for you. And it's as an artist, you know.
Absolutely. It's, yeah. It's such a world of ups and downs, but yeah, it's felt really good to have ups lately. Like it's been feeling really good to get the momentum and get the album out there and to have, you know, people being affected positively by it.
Yeah.
That's been really nice. That's the goal. So.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You
know, bringing people together, make them happy.
Yeah. Make them feel.
Well, Sky, I really appreciate you coming and hanging out at CITR today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's been a treat. You can come back anytime you like.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Sky Wallace has a show
tomorrow.
At the Wise Hall with BB. And if anyone from Calgary happens to be streaming this at home, Sky's going to be playing at the Stampede on Thursday.
On Thursday, yeah, at 2:30 at the Coca-Cola stage.
Oh, at the Coca-Cola stage. So get a Coke and come see Sky Wallace. We're going to end with one more song from her brand new record, her self-titled record, which is called Sky Wallace as well. and what are we going to hear, Sky?
We are going to hear this single, which is called There Is a Wall, and it's a song for the untold stories, the unheard, the folks that don't get their stories heard. So this is a song called There Is a Wall.
All right, here it is. There Is a Wall by Sky Wallace.
It's not a sweet list. And in the day with the night is dark with a thousand stars, and I can't see with, and I'm working every day a little harder, and I can't see it, and I look forward to nothing else. To nothing at all. And I can't raise a drop. I look under the ground. There is a wall. I want to make ways. When I'm misbehaving, there is a wall. I'm running down. I'm running down. I'm stuck.
sleeping on. I've been up all day, it's the coming of my dawn. They don't wanna take, but I pass with the peace sign. Never late on waves, I'm early on that baseline. I'm the goat, you a sheep. I am woke, you still asleep. Make a note on the sheet. You the underdog and I'm the beast, yeah. I'm ambitious, I'm competition. I be speeding up on E, no limit. I am brand new, I'm raps, I ain't gifted. I be so high cause I'm sky, I am lifted. I don't give a fuck who you know or where you been at. I just want the checks with respect and no chit chat. They don't wanna get me mad, they don't wanna see me cray. That's another side of me that you don't wanna really face. I'm the bestest, even when I'm restless. No sleep, no bed, that's a death wish. No time for church, but I'm spiritual. Can't see God, but I know he's visual.
Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl. I see you working your ass off, girl. No one could tell you nothing. So you're gonna turn on the subject. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl. I see you working your ass off, girl. No one could tell you nothing. So you're gonna turn on the subject.
I don't play games, I just know the rules. I'm a cute face, sexy waist, bitch, okay. With two. Been through things, that's why I'm a little rude. Get to the money, okay. Yeah, that's my only move. Yeah. I'm the goat, okay. You a sheep. Okay. I am woke, okay. You still asleep. Okay. Make a note, okay. On the sheet. Okay. You be in the dog and I'm a beast, yeah. Young Bronx girl coming on top. But I'm not trying to be Jenny from the block. Spanish young thing, moved around a lot. You don't even know half the things that I was taught. What? Didn't know I had bars. Didn't think I really get this far. Just know it was no walk in the park. Look where I am and look where you aren't. Yeah, I do this on a daily basis. When they try to come at me, I'm ready with my main shit. Warning all my enemies cause y'all aren't ready for my energy. Follow my heart, bitch, you know I got serenity. I sleep when I die, open my third eye. Trust in the process, never say goodbye. I sleep when I die, open my third eye. Trust in the process, never say goodbye.
Get it, get it, get it, girl. I see you working your ass off, girl. No one could tell you nothing. Say you're gonna turn on the subject. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl. I see you working your ass off, girl. No one could tell you nothing. Say you're gonna turn on the subject.
Come back.